12 September 2009, part 2 of Laylatul Qadr, session 6. So we try to make an understanding of how the creation, levels of creations, if you like, are related to each other. And if you see, if you look from those that drawing there, that those arrows which are coming down, those are arrows of wujud. Okay? When these arrows of wujud, this diagram is showing, this has got the highest intensity. Please try to understand this part. It's very important. This, if we say this is, this was from wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave wujud and insana kamil was made. Okay? From insana kamil, wujud, manifestation of wujud, this, let's say, prophets are made. Okay? So, what is coming down? What is it which is coming down all the time, all along? Nasir. It's the same wujud. It's wujud. Okay? That nur of wujud. So can we say that this wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in wujud of insana kamil too? Can we say that?
Not 100%.
Not with the full intensity, but still the wujud is there, right? Similar to this example of here. Can we say this stem, that wujud of this stem is from this trunk? So can we say the wujud of this trunk is present in this? Can we not say that? Can we not say, Fatima, that wujud, the very wujud of this smaller trunk or a thicker stem is present in the wujud of this or not? Can we say that? Similarly, this is the same thing. Like this. But this, the good thing about this one I like in my examples is it shows you how everything has come from this. Everything's wujud of all of these are from the stem. Can you visualize? I'm sure you all have heard about Big Bang. Yeah? What is that Big Bang? Big Bang, the theory of the Big Bang. Nasser, can you explain what is the theory of Big Bang? No?
No,
but the theory of Big Bang is everything, the whole creation was so condensed into one spot. So the density of that very first spot of the creation was so much that when it exploded, all the rest of the galaxies and stars and things were made from this dense. By the way, do you know that this is the basic concept? Okay? So, if that is true, we don't know, well, that's a theory. If that is true, can we say that, like, the Milky Way galaxy has been in this first, what do we call this first thing? The first sphere. The first sphere. That first sphere, when it exploded also, the Milky Way was made of it. So that this has got a wujud in Milky Way too. Doesn't it? So, this is an explosion in reality. It's very much similar to that. When we say explosion, it's not like that wild explosion of material explosion. We can say it's like an explosion of wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the rest of the things are being created all along. So that wujud which was with Allah has come to insan kamil. Though this is not the same intensity, but it's the same nature. The same thing is coming to here. The same thing is coming further down. So, that is how even in Dua Kamil we read, in Dua Kamil, that, I don't remember the Arabic part of it, but it says, there is such a direct link between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all other objects too. While we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all these different levels of wujud. At the same time, there is a direct link. That direct link is that wujud. Because that wujud has come from Allah. That directly also connects to us. Although it's passing through this levels. This we can say what? If we take this wujud, we can call this velayat. Can we not call this velayat? Velayat has got the flow of velayat is in every creation. Everything has got the velayat of Allah because that wujud has come from Allah. This is the very velayat, that very wujud which is spread in the whole creation that carries velayat of Allah. Do you know what is velayat means? No, velayat is is a closeness type to Allah, and is they give different meaning. They give the meaning of guardianship. They give the meaning of
leadership.
No, not leadership. They give the meaning of that close, that velayat. When we say everything has got velayat of Allah, that means
wisdom.
No, that means in everything that wujud of Allah is with them. So when we say velayat of Insan-e-Kamil is with the whole creation. The whole creation has got velayat of Insan-e-Kamil. But there are two types of velayat. I don't want to get into that. Takvini and Tashri. Takvini means whether you know or not, your heart is beating. We have no awareness of it. You cannot even stop it. But that heart beating comes from velayat of Ma'asum. So let's not get into that too, because I create a different set of questions again. But this is the way how A'imma, how Ma'asumin, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running through all the creation. Their wujud is in their wujud. The wujud of Allah is in the wujud of everything in the creation. Wujud of Ma'asumin is in the wujud of every other thing in the creation. Wujud of prophets in the wujud of any other creation. Because it's a hierarchy is coming down and down. But though it becomes less intensified. But it's still, if you look at it, it's still the same nature of what was here. Okay? So, let's go to the hadith that we read. I don't know how much advancement we have made so far. But this part that it took so far 3 sessions or maybe 4 sessions, I don't remember, was important, although there is still a lot of ambiguity and questions in it. But it was still, I think it has given you, definitely it has given you much more. That's fine. We had discussed that this order of creation, that Hazrat Adam was first, then Hazrat Nuh, Shays, all of those prophets. This is order of material world. This is not the order of the real creation. So when Hazrat Adam says, "Ma hazil ashbah, ya Rab, what are these shadows?" قال الله يا آدم هذه أشباه أفضل خلائقي وبرياتي هذا محمد و أنا الحميد المحمود. Allah says, "يا آدم, oh Adam, these shadows are my highest and best creatures. Haza Muhammadun shows, Allah is referring, pointing at one of the shadows, says, Haza Muhammadun. But remember, you may immediately visualize there is some big, like arsh, whatever you make with it. And then underneath the Prophet is rotating and other a'imah. But these are just your visualization. But it's about a status of them, the reality of them. Okay, but it doesn't matter. It's okay to have that visualization. Is okay for the time being, so that we can carry on. That you visualize that there is a big, huge takht, whatever you call. Takht is where that kursi of kings when they sit on it. We're just visualizing, but of course it's not like that. Then around it, the shadow and shadow of Hazrat Muhammad and Masumin are there. And Hazrat Adam says, "What are these?" He says, "Haza Muhammadun." وَأَنَا الْحَمِيدُ حَمِيدُ الْمَحْمُودُ. He is Muhammad and I am Hamid. Hamid means what?
Praise.
Hamid comes from the word Hamd. And this is صفت مشبهه.
Who does the praise?
Who does the praise, but praise is inherently in him. Whenever it's anything from with the on the rhythm of fa'il, Hamid is on the rhythm of fa'il. That means that attribute is zati, is inherently in that thing. Fi fa'ali. And say Allah says shaqaqtu lahu isman min ismi. Allah says I derived from my name a name for him. So Allah is saying I derived. You know what is derived? Yeah, derived.
Derived.
Allah says I derived from my name Hamid, I derived Muhammad and gave this name to him. Understand?
Yeah. So how did he derive it? What do you mean? Like, how did he derive it from his name?
I'll discuss it. But literally, it's clear.
Yeah.
I derived from my name. You know that you have. You know this. The root. These words are from the root. Are from the same root. Muhammad and Hamid and Hamid and Mahmud. They're all the same root. They all come. The root of all these words are what? Hamd. Then you have Hamid, you have Mahmud, you have Muhammad. That's this is derivation.
Hamd means the one who praises.
Yep.
Who is praised.
This is no. That Mahmud is praised.